Right. Welcome to Freaky Waffle, episode 25. Radio listeners, I'm just going to click live on the Facebook chat just now. Welcome to Freaky Waffle. I'm Jeff. I'm on my own. So today's podcast is going to be slightly smaller. It's going to be a bit, I don't know, it's not going to be as good, I don't think. But I'm one of those guys that gets annoyed when your fluidity or something kind of falls apart. So I'm here on my own because Sean isn't able to make it, and my house is under quarantine due to sicknesses and stuff. Also, Colin's still on holiday, and Sponge couldn't make it either. So do with me. Probably spending about half an hour with you guys. Say you guys, there's currently nobody live, but if you want to get involved in the chat, that would be absolutely amazing, because it is just me, and Freaky Waffle survives on the strength of its community, which is you guys. So, with that in mind, I'm just going to be going over the geeky news and reviews and all the stuff. That and all the stuff that you come and listen for. So, first off, we are at Freaky Waffle absolutely obsessed with the Arrowverse. That's the series of television programs based around the shared universe that contains Arrow, Flash, and all that sort of stuff. They every year have a really good crossover event. They've been doing it for about 4 years now. I've been doing it for about 4 years now. Bear with me guys, I'm just sharing so people know I'm public. That's quite fuzzy. Is other people seeing that as funny as that, fuzzy as I am? There we go. Yeah, it's nice and clear. Right, one person watching. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh my goodness, this is hard. This is why I'm great having a team, because I'm kind of on my own. And when I'm on my own, there's about two or three things that we'll keep an eye on. The radio listeners will be like, what the feck is going on? Absolutely nothing is going on. I'm just working through the stuff. 2 seconds. Yes, if you want to get involved in the chat, just chat away. I'll go as much as I can. Alright, so as I said earlier, they do a crossover every season. They've been doing it for, I think, 3 years now. So season one of Flash. Yeah, so 3 years. So we've had an Arrow Flash crossover. Then we also had we've had Flash's crossover with Arrow twice now, I believe. The second one was set up as a sort of prelude to Legends of Tomorrow. And then obviously we had a Supergirl crossover with Flash, and as a result, we now have two or three episodes in a year where they share a universe, or two or three stories. We think we had two Flash crossovers last year with the Arrowverse, with the Supergirlverse, and. It's quite a transferable thing as well. You often get like Lila from Arrow will show up on Flash because she represents Argus on multiple platforms, on the multiple shows. So last year we had quite an epic one actually. It was a three and a bit episode strand of programs that contained went from Supergirl, then went to Flash and Arrow. The Legends of Tomorrow, and it was really, really cool. Talked about quite a lot on the show. Really enjoyed, for example, the episode where we had the Arrow episode was a particularly strong one, where it was actually the 100th episode of Arrow. The crossovers are a highlight of the show, to be quite frank, and all the shows, and particularly last year was epic, and I think it was on the back of four really strong shows running really strong series, which was great. So this year's one, obviously, will have has a lot of people looking at it because, you know, it's alien. It was alien invasions and stuff this year. Last year, it was alien invasions and stuff. So we're now looking at it as a, like, how can they top that? And so I think they're just playing around with the process a wee bit. Where instead of getting four individual episodes, we're actually getting two-hour episodes. So it'll still be the same length of time, but it'll be run over two nights instead of four consecutive nights, which is quite interesting. Changes it up quite significantly. It'll be like two movies. Whatever that means for the quality, I'm not sure. One thing that was picked up earlier in the year was that it's also going to be a more emotional-driven story this year. It's not going to be the epic alien invasion storyline that we had last year. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like as well. So, yeah. Arrow. Two hours. Next in the news, obviously, the Transformer movies are still somehow being made. I think they're still profitable, which is probably why. Which is obviously why they make money. I think their quality has dipped every time they've made a movie, to the point that people are like, can this get worse? And they somehow manage. I've not seen the most recent one, but certainly feedback is universally negative. You know, you made Hot Rod, French, and things like that, which is just a bit silly, a bit ludicrous. So, but we're now getting a sort of shared universe within that, within the Transformer movie universe. Give me a second, guys. Hi, I'm just going to open up something else because my Facebook's being a bit rubbish. That's better. So we're getting this I'm keeping an eye on stuff. I'm just, there are three things at once, guys, apologies. We're getting a shared universe, so we're getting films of different Transformer characters in the that aren't just sort of straight Transformer 1, Transformer 2, Transformer 3, Transformer 4. I think we're moving towards much more like focus on characters, and we are getting a Bumblebee. We're getting a Bumblebee film. And they announced yesterday, that John Cena, the WWE superstar, for those that don't really follow wrestling, he will have a lead role in the next Transformer movie, the Bumblebee movie. As I say, I don't suppose the franchise could get worse. I mean, they have kind of been surprising folk. And it is interesting that they're trying new things. I've not seen any of Cena's sort of roles in sort of bigger movies. However, I have seen like things like The Marine, which aren't amazing, to be honest. I think they're all right. He did one with the guy from Queer as Folk, who is now in Game of Thrones, Aidan Gillian. And that was actually decent enough. I think it was called 12 Rounds. That was quite a good film. What do you make of John Cena in a Bumblebee movie? Sean, he's not here. So, that's a news thing. Vin Diesel is doing a Miami Vice series. What do you make of a Miami Vice series? That's also quite strange. Obviously, we had a... I say that's quite strange. Hawaii Five-0 is doing quite well. I think there's lots of people watch Hawaii Five-0. I've got quite a lot of friends that are massively obsessed with it. And that was a remake of an older show. Obviously, we had a Miami Vice movie in 2006, I want to say, with... Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx, and there's a really cool bit where Jamie Foxx gets shot with a shotgun up against a wall, which he shoots somebody with a shotgun and the guy goes splattered up against the wall, and it's quite amazing and you should watch it because it's quite gory and it just goes pfft. And it's got quite heavy use of that song by Linkin Park and Jay-Z, which was also quite big at the time, obviously. So we're getting but Vin Diesel is executively producing a Miami Vice series. So if you're fans of the 80s show or the 2006 movie, this might be quite good. I've watched shows like CSI Miami, and I've watched things like Nip Tuck, shows that have like are set in Miami, and obviously Scarface, one of the greatest films ever made. Was set in Miami, and it's just a really, I think it's quite a iconic city, particularly in this sort of crime genre. So Miami Vice is huge, was huge. It'll be interesting to see what a 2017-18, I think probably 2018 before it comes out. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like. Other iconic things that are coming out soon that made the news this week, Pacific Rim, which obviously, I think I speak for everybody on the podcast right now, when I say that Pacific Rim is arguably the most amazing movie ever made. It is quite incredible. Giant robots fighting giant like mutant things from another dimension in sort of neon lit Hong Kong. It's what's not to like. One of the robots at one point even picks up a like oil tanker and uses a baseball bat. It's great. You can't really argue with that. You can't say that's anything other than incredible. So the sequel to that's coming out. It's called Pacific Rim Uprising, I believe. And that's been pushed back next year. So that's getting a March release date rather than, I think it was February originally, which is, they haven't released a reason why. However, it's interesting to note that Ready Player One and the new Tomb Raider remake movie, what's it called, Reboot, that comes out March as well. So it's good. It's moved into quite a competitive March. So it'll be interesting to see how it does. You know, that could prove quite tricky for it as a movie. And the last piece of news I got, see, there was quite a slow news week this week, actually. Normally, obviously, I have the boys here. We can blather about what's in the news. And if you've got anything to say, if anyone's watching, there's like one person watching just now. If anyone's watching, just please feel free to comment as you go, because it just makes things a bit easier for me and it doesn't feel like I'm just talking to myself, which is kind of off-putting right now. I thought it was quite interesting, right? And as I say, when we talk about news on Freaky Waffle, very, very often we're talking about what we find interesting. So it's not necessarily news. It's quite good, and what happens in the past is a lot of our listeners will comment as they go to make us and contribute to the discussion, which makes it easier. So news is pretty much what we find interesting in Freaky Waffle. And it was quite a slow one this week. Of course, it was quite busy. We shot on Sunday. We were quite close in between episodes. And there was a lot of news coming out of San Diego in that last week. So, but it's quite interesting. We don't know if this falls into the Geek Speak remit or the Freaky Waffle remit, but there's one here. NASA have put up a job. Anyone want to work in NASA? They are looking for what's quite possibly the greatest job title. You know, the role's probably not as awesome as the job title sounds. Imagine it, you're walking into a bar, you're walking into a restaurant, your party, you're meeting new people. What do you do? Oh, I work for NASA. Are you an astronaut? Not quite. I am their planetary protection officer. How awesome does that sound? A planetary protection officer. Now what this means, right? Straight away you look at that, people are going to think, like, you're a planetary protection officer. Do you like build guns to shoot aliens and shiz? No, like, what you do is you're in charge of let's have a look. I actually looked on the NASA website, so I'm reading what the job description is, right? And it's quite lengthy. It took me quite a while to get through. However, you're basically making sure that everything's sterilized when things go into space. Particularly, obviously, we've got this Mars mission coming up in like 2030 or whatever. You need to make sure that you have provided a way that everything can go to Mars without contaminating it. And that is pretty much... it's quite well paid though. It's like $124,000 right, for the show. But yeah, your planetary protection officers, you're protecting areas of the universe that we're landing on out with Earth, pretty much. But yeah, it's got a cool job remit. Okay, so planetary protection officer. What else we got? I'm gonna just do a wee bit of freaky waffle, freaky fest news, because as I say, it's been quite quiet month. It's been quite quiet week, I should say, and I'm on my own. And I'm struggling and hanging at my arse on this. Freaky Fest 2017, October 30th, Monday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. It's a Monday, no one does anything on a Monday. So come to Dunfermline, we're going to have an event called Freaky Fest. It's going to be a screening of Night of the Living Dead. It's going to be hosted by myself and Sean and Colin, possibly Sponge. And we're going to show the film, £8. You'll see the film. You go jump on good bits. It's the first zombie movie. It's the archetype zombie movie. It's the stuck in a house while things try and get in movie. It's excellent, by the way. But we're going to put on a screening of it, and then we're going to have a raffle to raise money for a friend who's not very well. And then we are going to do a live podcast, and it won't just be me, so it'll actually be quite a good podcast. But you'll have me, you'll have Sean, you'll have Colin, you'll possibly have Sponge, and a couple other guests. I've got somebody lined up that I'm quite excited about, and I will reveal closer to the time if it's all confirmed. But we've got a really cool guest, right? On top of that, we'll also have just some silliness, so it'll be nice. That kind of costume competition, it's £8. All profits go to directly helping our friend Scotty, a vast proportion of our, and then putting on future events, and just looking after Freaky Waffle, because I currently do this thing for free, right? And I worked out, this is episode 25, so we actually have over a day's worth of material, if you were crazy enough to even attempt it, you could watch, or listen to episodes 1 all the way through to 25, and it would take you over a day. Over a day, right? That's insane. And we've done that for free. That's a day of our life, right? And we absolutely love doing it. And we love reporting, you know, it's one of the highlights of our week. Sean was prepared to circumnavigate quarantine here, to come here, because we do love doing it. And we will continue to do it for as long as we can. However, we can improve the quality. I can pay for guests. I just worked out that this is really dull, but if I do that, that looks amazing, right? So, apologies for folk that are thinking they're looking at a gloom me, right? I've sorted that now. You can see. Hello. So come to Freaky Fest. I will put the all information is there. You can even find us on the ticket website that everybody uses for shiz, which is called... I'm just finding it because I posted it up. Eventbrite. If you go on Eventbrite and search for Dunfermline, we're actually there, right? £8. It's gonna be good, right? We're quite proud of this, and if it works, we're gonna be doing much more of them, right? So come along. Right, and I'm just having a quick wee scroll through the rest of my stuff. There's a show called Outlaw King, which Colin would be able to help me. Outlaw King is coming out on Netflix. I believe it's probably about Scotland, because the Black Douglas has been cast in it. And they've cast Aaron Johnson from Kick-Ass in Quicksilver and Age of Ultron. He's going to be in it as the Black Douglas, which is pretty cool. Yes, and if you are watching live on the video, or if you're watching it afterwards in the video, my other bit of news is I'm going to have two on the audio version of this podcast, which you can get on Podomatic or iTunes or Podcast Republic. I found this on there. Whatever you're using as your podcasting resource, you can listen to two interviews that Colin posted, that Colin recorded when he was in Inverness Comic Con. Apologies for the lateness of this, as I mentioned on it, I'm just a bit rubbish and I haven't put them, added them on yet. However, what a great, superb way of making this podcast not rubbish. So keep listening, and if you're watching live or you're watching on the show, go and download us on one of the aforementioned podcast suppliers, and you will be able to hear those amazing podcast. You'll be able to hear those amazing interviews with people from Inverness Comic Con. I think out of news, you'll be happy to hear. And if you're still listening, thanks. Let me get in, right? Just post over a minute 22 or something. Just say that you're still here. What was I going to say? I'm going to fire through to what we did this week. And this is going to be like the shortest thing ever. I was hoping to have some comments on board, right? Because then we would be able to, I would have been able to have a chat with some people. So what happens when Sean and Colin are not here? Nobody watches, because everyone watches for Sean and for Colin. So, where were we? Yeah, jump on the, I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through my Freaky Waffle public group page to see if I missed anything. There's lots of stuff there, lots of comments and stuff. People get really, really involved. I spend a lot of time looking at the statistics on Freaky Waffle because I get quite, I'm quite proud of them. Have a wee look. If you're not on Freaky Waffle, have a look. So what did I do this week? On Sunday, as you'll see from our last podcast, it was 24. I had quite a busy day with Sean. I also got bullied a wee bit with Sean, and he told me to go home and get some programs finished. So actually, I went home this week, and I have seen the whole of season 2 of Daredevil. I don't know if, I assume everyone else has seen it, and I'm the last one. It is amazing though. I really, really enjoyed it. I thoroughly recommend it, particularly if you enjoyed the first season and you've not seen the second season. It's maybe not as good as season 1. However, what I did note from the last episode is everyone's arcs are beautiful. It finishes so nice by the end of it. Just a couple of really nice cliffhangers. However, on the whole, everybody is tied up in a nice, quite nice way. We even get Wilson Fisk, who was the main antagonist of season 1 for quite a while. Sets up the Punisher beautifully. Really, really strong character, actually, the Punisher, by the end of it. I thoroughly enjoyed them. I thoroughly enjoyed Daredevil season 2. And it sets up season 3 and the follow-up series, which I'm about to watch. Somebody said to me that Luke Cage, the first half of the season's great. The second season doesn't hold up as well. I'm going to go find that out. I'm going to find that out just hopefully this week. I'm going to hold it tomorrow. I'm going to do that. So season 2, Daredevil, excellent. Started reading Ready Player One in preparation for the movie coming in next year. That's quite a first couple of chapters are incredible, and I'm hoping the rest of the book's quite good. Really cool premise. Imagine that Facebook becomes fully interactive and immersive because the world is so crap as you get into the future. You know, it's so overpopulated and so so dystopian that you enter computer games to get out. And this computer game is more exciting than the real world ever would be. And then the founder of this amazing world, he has planted a Easter egg, and it's got some amazing references to 80s films and games and comics and stuff. He puts this Easter egg and hides it somewhere totally random in this interactive world, and it's worth £250 billion. So that's the premise of the book. It's everyone trying to find that Easter egg, so it's pretty cool. And Doctor Strange, watched that yesterday. Excellent, check out. I will hold off till next time so that I actually have a discussion with about that, because I've got a lot of questions. I'm hoping that Colin and Sean can answer them. Quite excited to see how the Doctor Strange universe mixes in with the rest of Marvel. Obviously, there's a Thor cameo in the film. Spoilers if you've not seen it, but I think I'm the last person to see it. And Thor works out quite well as an alien techie, as magic thing, right? But We have looked at Mystic Realms tonight. It's just quite cool. 14th movie of the Marvel franchise, and they've gone off in a totally random mystical direction, which is really, really smart. And I thoroughly recommend it. I actually have, I think, come to the end of everything that I kind of wanted to talk about. Apologies for everybody. Bear with me. Episode 25 will be like... So I'm going to take the last minute to thank everybody that comments and contributes to the show, because it's great. And I wanted to read a couple of things that actually iTunes, we got in 24 episodes, we finally got our first review the other day on the 31st of July. Izzy Wig, so if you're listening, Izzy Wig, thank you. And this is another great way to support the show, is to click and rate and comment about us and review us on and wherever you listen to the podcast, even if it's on the Facebook page. Just more interaction means more people are paying attention to our posts, particularly if you're not me or Sean. Anyone else posts on Freaky Waffle, and it just has quite a positive effect on the way the show is structured, right? But yeah, Izzy Wig said, gave us 5 stars on the 31st of July and said that someone should sponsor these guys. Please do. Get in touch with me if you want to sponsor us in some way. Advertising the show, I'll do anything within reason to raise awareness for whatever you would be sponsoring us from. If you want to, we have a Patreon or a Patreon website. Have a look at that. From this little, it's my doggy giving a bark. From as little as $2 a month, you can really support the show, and you can just make random one-off donations too. But yeah, thank you, Izzy Wig. Someone should sponsor these guys. 5 stars. That's quite amazing. Also, I want to do a special thank you to everybody that comments, right? Because it is amazing. It is amazing that people comment. However, there was somebody, if I find it. Hi, Claire. This is, my wife's just coming, and I don't feel as lonely anymore.
Send you a dog.
Yeah, send me a dog.
Would you like a dog?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Claire's going to send me a dog just to make things interesting. Just to, so yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, you need to know going live. Wait, there, she's got a pink bandana on as well. I'm actually just about finished. I'm just looking for, somebody said some really nice words about the podcast, and I'm trying to find out where it was, because I'm... This is Mavis. Mavis is a long-haired chihuahua, and I love her.
She
looks so uncomfortable. Yes. Okay. I'm going to put up a special thanks later on. Somebody that I hadn't interacted really with the show before commented to say that he was really enjoying the show and that we've to keep it up, which was nice. Yes. I'm sorry, Kevin Wells. Sorry, it was in a discussion that I was trying to start regarding popular, awesome documentaries that everyone should watch, right? I was trying to construct a podcast. And he has said, I'll just read these out very quickly, because these are the two people that really got into, that actually contributed significantly, right? So Kevin Wells, he said that Soaked in Bleach, and it debates the theory of Kurt Cobain's death. I'm going to watch that, I'm quite interested. Does Courtney Love get Mavis thinks Courtney Love has more involvement in Kurt Cobain's death. We talk about this quite a lot. Kurt Cobain's death than is possibly implied. And then there's the resurrection of Jake the Snake. So good for those wrestling fans out there, non-wrestling fans out there. Jake the Snake has had quite a turbulent lifestyle. If you see Beyond the Mat, actually, which was suggested by Travis Gregor, you see a lot of it's filmed in the mid 90s, 97, I think, and you see Jake the Snake at his total, at the bottom, post WWE, properly on his descent into absolute chaos. So the resurrection of Jake the Snake, obviously he's done a lot of, I think DDP did quite a lot. I'm going to go and watch it, because I've not seen it yet. if you're a big wrestling fan, or even if you're not, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts has been recommended, as has Beyond the Mat, which I've seen loads of times, and I've made all my pals watch it, even the ones that hate wrestling, because it is great, and it looks at snapshots wrestling at the height of this Monday Night War, Attitude Era phase, and it's great, and I couldn't recommend that enough. So go and check that out. And Jack said that he bets I could grab it on for about 20 minutes. I probably could. And actually, someone should be in bed. Sorry, this is like the family. Why are you not in bed, monkey? Is he okay? Okay. Right, this is going to be edited to the match, right? It's just my baby boy came in and he's not doing too well. So, Jack, I meant to say this to you before, if you listen, Jack's got a new podcast, which if you think this is crap, and I don't blame you, go and check out Jack McGregor's new podcast, which I believe will be up soon, and it's called, let's see what he's calling it. What's Jack's podcast? He said he listened to a few of my episodes and it was good. It's a computer game based. Oh, hi guys, I just moved here a wee bit. It's a computer game based podcast called The Soft Mods. Soft Mods, sorry, Jack. Jack, if you really like Beyond the Mat and you like the cellular aspect of wrestling as well, check out a book by. What's his name? A former contributor to. The Fight Spirit magazine. He has a website called Wrestle Crap, right? He actually wrote a book called Wrestle Crap as well. A couple of books called Wrestle Crap. One called Wrestle Crap and one called his name is R.D. Reynolds. He wrote for Fight Spirit magazine. I don't know if he still does. Should probably check. I've got one online over there. But yeah, it's just about all the total crap stuff that happens in wrestling. That's like, you know, the gobbledygooker stuff and given Beyond the Mat, the whole puke. You know, let's make the guy's gimmick based around vomiting. If you don't watch wrestling, you probably have no interest of it unless you really like to. Wrestling gets pretty mental sometimes. It gets pretty crazy. Anyway, I thought I wasn't only going to do 20 minutes. I've now got to 33 minutes, which I think, considering I'm hanging at Mars, is probably quite good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting on all the posts that we put on Facebook. Thank you for being involved in Freaky Waffle. Apologies for it just being me and obviously Mavis and next episode, which will probably be about Friday or Saturday next week, will be much more fluid, much more engaging. Talking about engaging, one of my regular partners in crime, Colin, he of Maximize Comics, go check them out. He was at Inverness Comic Con a couple weeks ago and he recorded a couple of really cool interviews for me. They will be part of the audio version of the podcast, so if you want to hear them, and I recommend that you do, please go and download us on Podomatic, and as I say, leave that fight. If you're there, click the 5-star button or the 2-star button and tell folk we're crap, I don't care. But just I really want people to get more involved in chatting to us, because it's great to have you all here. Okay, so that's me for this week. I will see you next time.
Okay, hi there. I'm here at Inverness Comic Con and I'm joined by Letty Wilson, 2 times award winner at the Scottish Independent Comic Book Awards. Letty, can you tell us a little bit about the 2 books that have won you these awards?
Well, the first one I won, it was last year I got the Up and Coming Award. That's for Cosmic, which is a sci-fi series written by Erin Keepers, who's amazing. I do the art for that. It's kind of a coming-of-age sci-fi story about an alien that crash lands on Earth and kind of hybridizes with a human and creates this new creature who then has to figure out who she is. And there's a lot of other stuff going with people who are trying to find out what this alien invasion is and whether it's a threat or not. So there's a lot of different elements in that. And we're trying to bring that to a close, or the first arc of that to a close, by the end of the year. So hopefully we'll get that wrapped up. And the second book was A Stranger Comes to Town, which is my first graphic novel type thing. So it's a standalone book. That actually I mostly did in 1 month, last October. There's a thing called Inktober where people draw a single ink drawing every day, and I decided to just try and make up a story. And it turned out a good enough story that I sort of padded it out a little bit and polished it and put it into a book. And it's just sort of a surreal story about weird people coming into this strange town and changing it, and how it changes it, and how it changes people in the town. And it's a little bit kind of creepy and surreal, and it's mainly just an excuse for me to draw weird looking figures. So yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting how you took that kind of Inktober thing and turned it into a comic book. So you had to do quite a bit of extra work beyond that. Did you have an idea before you started Inktober for the storyline?
Absolutely not, to be honest. I started doing, usually the people will post like a list of subjects, so like on day one you draw like an animal, and on day two you draw something else. And I started doing that and then realised I was really bored with all the subjects, so I just kind of did something else and thought, oh, I could make it into a wee story, let's see how long I could keep that up. And it turned out I could keep it up for the whole month, and I liked it enough that I wanted to pad it out a little bit and turn it into a proper book.
And it won you an award. Thank you very much, Letty. So I'm here at Glasgow Comic Con today, and I'm joined by Dave Lumsden, who is the writer of the Boat series. Dave, tell us a little bit about Boat.
Hey man, so Boat is a post-apocalyptic story set in Scotland in the future. It's a whole flooded world. It's about a father and son kind of looking for a safe place to survive in a bit of a sort of dark and aggressive and violent world. So yeah.
So this originally started as a film, didn't it?
That's right, yeah. I made a short film a few years back, a kind of CGI film, about 15 minutes long. So that's doing the film festivals at the moment, and the books are basically a continuation of the film. So book one is the film, basically, and then book two continues straight on where the film left off, and we're just finishing up book three, which will be out this month, and yeah, hoping to continue the story and keep going. But yeah, we're enjoying writing it, and we've got a really great team of artists behind it, like Mark Ollivant doing the artwork, and Andre Stariala is doing the letters. So yeah, it's been going really well, it's getting really well received, so we're really excited to just keep it going, and yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave. So now I'm joined by Stephen Ingram of Bloodlines Comics. So Stephen, tell us a little bit about your group of books you've got here.
All right. Of the kind of main series that I've been working on for the past while is a book called Left. Just completed the series. It's 9 issues. And so now I've got them all wrapped up in a nice wee bundle. It's a story about a girl who's trying to keep away from a cult she was a member of in the past, and they're coming after her to try and draw her back into the fold. So it's a kind of tense-ish cat and mouse type story. And yeah, like I said, runs over 9 issues, which is now a complete series. Some of the other books I've got are a collection of short stories called The Saddest Whale and Other Stories. Mainly, as you might get from the title, most of the stories about sad things. And if there's a theme to it, that's the kind of theme that runs through this, all the stories in it. Some of the stories in that book appeared on my website, which is blurredlinescomics.co.uk, and that's that.
Okay, so you're also part of Edinburgh League of Comics as well, so this is kind of a group of writers and artists that get together from time to time. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that too?
Sure, it's like a bunch of artists and comic writers that live in Edinburgh, and we kind of get together each month to just kind of meet up and, you know, catch up, talk about comics, and kind of organise ourselves. And so here at Glasgow Comic Con today, there's 4 other like regulars at the meetups who are here, like Claire Hubbard, who edited the Video Games for Good anthology, Craig Cunningham, Elle Walker, and Harry Connor as well. They're all here at Glasgow Comic Con. And other members of the group are like Eddie Ross, who's had a graphic novel out called Filmish with Self-Made Hero, and Will Morris, who did a book called The Silver Darlings.
Right, thank you very much, Stephen. That's really good. Good to hear about your books and what's happening at League of Comics. Thanks.